almost. Now, with me is a remarkable lady. Her name is Amanda De Warren, and she speaks with animals, and she'll take some more calls in just a couple of seconds. Here in South Australia, we're kind of different from the other states. I mean that in the very best sense of the word different. Different, proudly so, in fact. Our weather is different. Our nighttime temperatures are different. So why would you buy a quilt from somebody who doesn't live here, doesn't sleep here, maybe has never even been here? You know, it's part of the sort of global village thing, isn't it? Well, you wouldn't, would you? You'd buy the local product from the local people who know the local climate and probably know you. There's only one truly South Australian owned and operated maker and rejuvenator of quilts. And I've had the privilege to tell you about them for years and years and years, and that is the company called Dyne. Dyne. Noella and Stan have had that company forever. Since 1971, Dyne Quilts and Rejuvenation Australia have been making luxurious quilts, doonas and pillows and feather mattresses right here in Adelaide. Right here they are made. But that's not all. If you want to breathe new life into your old quilt, your old pillow or your old sleeping bag, take it to Dyne. They used to do all of the stuff on the naval ships and the submarines and things going back a long while. I remember that. What will happen if it's a pillow or a quilt or a sleeping bag or something like that? It'll come back lighter, it'll come back cleaner, and it will last a lot longer. One outstanding South Australian company, two great options for a better night's sleep. Have a talk to Dyne. Their telephone number is 8277 9544, 8277 9544, or you can visit Dyne, M-A-N, that's, I'll spell it for you, because this is the address, dyne.com.au. I guess the M-A-N is short for manufacturing. I think it is. Amanda, here's Sandy.
Oh, good afternoon, Amanda.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
How are you there? What's your question? Sorry, darling?
I have a female dog called Lily. She's a Maltese cross, but she doesn't want anything to do with any other dogs or people other than a close friend of mine.
She's very astute with her energies. I feel like she just doesn't want to show anybody else any affection. She just directs all her attention to you, but she feels it's okay to connect to your friend because it's like, I don't want my mummy to get jealous or feel threatened by anybody else. It's like nobody else exists around you.
I know. I thought you'd say that.
She's not a bad dog, though, is she?
She's sorry?
I don't feel she's a bad dog.
Oh, she's a very
I feel like she's a very
dog.
Gentle, loving dog. I feel like she loves to play and she's quite spoiled. Is she a bit fussy with the food sometimes, is she?
Oh, yes.
Yes, because she said, I'm not going to eat that.
And unless the other dog comes in the room and she'll run over and then she'll eat it because I don't want him to get it.
Yes,
know?
Yes. But then if the dog's not around, the other dog's not around, she kind of turns her nose up at it and looks at it like, what, where's my prime beef?
Yeah, and she gets the best anyway.
She does. That's what she's looking at you. Where's my prime beef? I'm not eating this.
Yeah. They get cooked food, proper good food, you know.
But that's fine, honey. Yeah. They're our babies and we love them. And we want to keep them healthy for as long as we can. Does she not like going outside too often?
Well, she stays in because she's mummy's girl.
Okay, because she said, I'm not bothered about going outside, especially when it's cold and wet.
Well, any time, really. They can't get their little paws wet, you know.
No, that's what she's saying. I won't get my paws wet.
No, they won't.
She refuses. Well, the other one does as well. She refuses to get her paws wet. The other one's trying to come through, but she's not letting the other one come through. She's kind of quite bossy and dominating, isn't she?
That's correct.
Yeah, because the other one wants to have a bit of a chat, and she's going, no, it's my turn.
Yes.
she said she's not bothered about going outside at all. It doesn't bother either of them.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
She's not very keen on other dogs. She doesn't think she's a dog. They're just dogs. I'm not.
They're people. I'm not a dog. I'm a people.
I hope that helped you today, Sandy. Go and give them big hugs from me.
Hi, Anita.
Hello. Hey, Jeremy. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Anita. How are you doing there?
Good. I just like to know if I lost my cat last year and his name was Topaz, and I just wonder if he's at peace.
He was a bit of a character, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he thought he was a dog.
Because I feel like he was like, was he a bit mean to other cats?
Could be.
I feel like he could be a little bit, he's very strong personality, very strong-willed.
Yes.
And
he said
it's on my terms or no terms at all. If it's not on my terms, then I'm not going to know. I don't want to talk to you. Did he go downhill quite quickly, did he?
Surprisingly, he was diabetic.
Okay.
And I'm diabetic too.
Oh, that's so funny. Not funny, but I mean, it's quite amazing that animals, mimic their owners. I know people that have that are diabetic that have actual animals that are diabetic too.
Mm, mm. So that was a bit hard. We had to make sure that I got my insulin right and got his right. but no, unfortunately, he succumbed to a snake bite.
I was going to say it seemed to be, he's with another one over there. Was there another one before him, a fair way before him?
Possibly, yeah.
I've got a very old cat coming through. Because he was only young, wasn't he, Topaz?
Yeah, he was only six.
Yeah, because he said he was only a young boy and he'd been with you since he was a kitten.
Yes.
But I feel like he, had this been his second or third time with a snake? I felt like this was not his first time with a snake.
Oh, no, he was an old soul. Yeah. I think he's been with me before.
He has been with you before, but he also said that this was not his first confrontation with the snake. That's why I was feeling the kidneys, the renal area, because I felt like that shut down quite quickly. But he was a tough little fella.
Yes, he was.
Very tough, very protective of you. And I feel
did he think
he was like a German Shepherd or a Rottweiler or something?
Oh, something like that.
Yeah, because he said I wasn't a cat, I was a big dog.
No, he was a dog.
He was a dog. He's happy over there. I feel a father figure, grandfather figures picked him up for you.
Probably my dad. He died too last
year. I feel father figure coming through. Was your dad sick for a while, was he?
Yes,
because dad said I'm here too.
Yeah, he always sat with Dad because...
That's why I'm seeing Dad and him and Topaz together, because Dad said he was sick for a while.
Yeah.
For quite a while, and I felt like he had quite a number of ailments. But you had a good connection with Dad, didn't you?
Yeah, his carer. Yeah.
Yes, because he said, thank you. He's coming through and said he loves you, you know that. And if I had more time, I'd be able to bring him through for you. But I just want you to know that he is there for you, darling. Okay? He loves you very much, and he always will be.
That's brilliant.
Okay?
Yep.
Take care, sweetheart. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Anita. You are a one-off, aren't you? You are just amazing. We're going to give... I think we've got two... we've given that to Brenda from Unley. From Brenda, she's coming up to see you on Sunday.
Wonderful.
One of the saddest things I see up my way is from time to time people have lost a pet. And it's not that there's a grave or they have closure,
mm-hmm.
But the pet is gone. They've lost the pet. Yeah. It's wandered off. And there's a stuck on a tree up there. In fact, I saw it on the weekend. There was a picture and this sort of lovingly produced poster asking people if they've seen this dog, the description, and there's the photograph of the dog and the whole thing. And people never get closure for that kind of thing. Do you ever have any fortune finding lost animals?
I have. I don't do so many now. I generally I'm doing a lot of sick pet readings, but I have in the past had quite a bit of luck on locating animals. One cat that went missing in Melbourne, I said to the lady, he's in a drain. It was about 5 kilometres away, and I described the drain. I mean, I'm from the Sunshine Coast, so I didn't know.
No.
And in actual fact, he was in that drain area. They found him in that drain where I said he was. There's a lot of reasons why animals disappear. Sometimes because they're sick and they go away to pass away. Sometimes they're not happy with changes in situations. Like, say it's mum and the cat for a long time, and then all of a sudden mum gets a boyfriend and the cat gets his nose out of joint, or someone steals them, or, they're not happy with the situation at home, or they're injured or passed over or something. No. There's so many reasons why animals go missing.
And people can contact you if they don't meet up with you on this visit to Adelaide. They can contact you.
I'm fully booked with readings here. As soon as I come to Adelaide, I book up quickly. So I've got 4 full days. But I do a lot of my readings over the phone. I don't do a lot of missing pets these days. If I can, I will. Generally, it's because I'm so booked up with sick pets and normal readings it's so urgent to get to.
Does it ever get you down? I mean, it must be draining.
No. I love what I do. I love helping people, and it brings people a lot of closure.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's wonderful to see you.
Thank you so much. And I will, I've been commissioned to come back again in about 6 months. So,
we
had such a huge amount of people come into the show at Glenelg on Friday night. So,
Amanda De Warren, lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for having me once again, Jeremy. It's always a pleasure. And when